Hachette Audio presents When the Sea Turned to Silver. Written by Grace Lynn. Read by Kim Mai Guest. Includes a Mac and PC compatible PDF of illustrations. Dedication for Kiki. Special thanks to Alex, Alvina, Libby, Alyssa, Austin, Karen, Rebecca, and the Richland Library for the use of their folktale collection. Chapter 1. When the sea turned to silver, and the cold chilled the light of the sun, Pinmay knew the black tortoise of winter had arrived with his usual calmness. But when a shrieking wind pierced the sky, bursting it into darkness, she grew frightened. It was as if the black tortoise of winter were being forced to the earth, screaming and struggling. Even the snow, usually so gentle, flew at Pinmay's mountain hut like sharp needles before falling onto the village below. The village was filled with houses crowded together, and when villagers climbed up the mountain, their hearty laughs and stomping boots shattered the quiet. At the sound of their footsteps, Pinmay would scurry away to be out of sight, her long braid trailing her like the tail of a disappearing mouse. The villagers used to climb up to the mountain hut regularly, requesting that Amma embroider peonies or five-colored clouds.